This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this Stockbox interview with Craig Moulton and Dan Mayling from Cobra Resources. Good morning, chaps.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you both this morning, or this evening, I should say, for you, Craig?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks, Mark. Really well.
And welcome, Dan. First time talking to you.
Thanks, Mark. Glad to be here.
Good. So this morning, Cobra announced the completion of stage two of your exploration work. And in the RNS, you mentioned that there was potential for significant resource extensions at Baggy Green and two new high priority targets. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this morning's news, Craig?
Sure, Mark. Thanks for that. So, yes, look, we're really happy with the results we've got from stage two. You'll remember that in November last year, we laid out a three-stage program for the geochem analysis. The first was a calibration study, which we've obviously already discussed with the market. We've then gone back and focused on our brownfield resources. And the whole point of this second phase was to increase the confidence of the information that we had so that when we drill later in the year, that we significantly reduce the risk and we look at basically targeting high-grade gold resource and increasing the resource base. And all of the information that we've got from this process has done that. What we did is we collected 654 samples for multi-element geochemistry. That was 104 new samples, and we re-assayed 550 of the existing samples. We've also completed a structural reinterpretation of the aeromagnetic data, and we've also done a mineral component analysis so that we can understand the relevance of various results and how best to interpret them. And that data has been really satisfying, I've got to say, particularly at Baggy Green, where we've seen a very large extension in the Pathfinder elements, giving us a high degree of confidence that we can extend that resource somewhere between 800 metres to 1.2 kilometres to the north or the northeast. And when you put that in perspective of the existing Baggy Green resource, you know, that's potentially multiple times of the existing resource base that's there. Similarly at Barnes, you know, we've got some very good results there. We've certainly been able to see the relationship between some of the major controlling structures, and the geochemistry is telling us that those structures are mineralised. We didn't see as many pathfinder elements at Barnes, but that's largely because when we did the mineral component analysis, we saw that a lot of those historic samples were taken in sand, and therefore, you know, that makes them less relevant. So what we're going to do now is actually start looking at how we can use some of the historic RAB drilling and reassay some of those samples to identify those pathfinder elements. But to your question, we certainly did identify two new zones and two new targets that we're really excited about. Mm-hmm. This is a result of the interpretation of the aeromagnetics and some of the regional structures. And what we found is that there are two structures in particular that run through both Barnes and the northern part of the Baggy Green, which is called Clark. So both of these structures are already mineralized and they intersect other big regional structures, and those intersections make very prime targets for areas of mineralization. So, and there's been almost no data over them, so we will certainly have them as a priority going forward.
So are you fairly happy with the progress then?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, I know it's maybe difficult for some people to understand exactly what these data mean. But I can reassure everybody that, you know, the Pathfinder elements give us the confidence for our drilling, which will be coming up. And, you know, it really reduces the risk of exploration. So very, very happy with the results.
Okay. And Dan, if I can come to you now, you joined the board of Cobra about 2 weeks ago. This is your first time talking to us. Can you give the listeners some background on yourself and why you joined the board?
Yeah, for sure, Mark. Look, the guys invited me to join the board to assist in, I guess, the London capital markets and some business development opportunities and really assist Craig and the team who are based out of Oz in communications and interface with what's going on here with the London listing. Mm-hmm. My background previous to Cobra. I've been in corporate finance and business development as an executive and advising, working with natural resource and energy companies for the last 20-odd years, 15 of those in London, and most notably working for a group called Cambria Mining and Western Coal, which we built up to a position of a couple of billion-dollar takeover by Walter Energy in 2010. So, yeah, it's some exciting times for the company and looking forward to assisting Craig and the team in moving this forward.
Okay, sounds good. And is there anything particular that excites you more about Cobra?
Look, I think we're seeing a lot of traction recently in London for Australian gold mm-hmm. projects. Cobra's not necessarily been looked over, but it's probably been on the smaller scale. But mm-hmm. we're seeing that our footprint in South Australia is unique from some of the other propositions. So quite excited to see how we can deliver on what I see, some of the demonstrable growth within the portfolio and maybe some opportunities regionally as well.
Okay, thank you, Dan. I also note that David Clark has joined the board. Craig, can you tell us a little bit more about him?
Sure. Thanks, Mark. And firstly, just want to say that, having Dan on the board has been excellent, and certainly his skills and background, but also the energy that he brings to the board has been fantastic already. So I'm certainly looking forward to working with Dan. Okay. And I can say the same with David. So David has a different background to Dan. He's a technical guy. He's got a significant history as a geologist. He's really well known, particularly in Australia, and has spent a lot of his career over 50 years working in South Australia in particular. David's got a very enviable CV. He's been involved in a number of discoveries. He was involved in the discovery and development of Tocobiana in Western Australia, in the Newbar mineral sand mine in New South Wales, plus a number of other discoveries as well, plus even some oil and gas discoveries. And so he provides an excellent foil to me in terms of the technical side of the business, able to lean on him as a mentor for that as well. So it's a fantastic combination.
Great. Well, thank you both for coming and talking to us. Maybe just before we finish, just a few final thoughts on what's next for Cobra. Craig?
Sure, Mark. Thank you. Look, so we're going to stick to the program that we said we were going to do. We're focused on now looking at the Stage 3 program, and that will focus on Greenfields resources and looking at obviously the increasing the confidence for our drilling targets for those. And after Stage 3 in the second half of 2020, we're going to be focused on drilling these targets, which we're now in a position to start. So we're very excited about doing that.
Okay. Dan, anything you'd like to add to that?
Oh, look, for me, it's, and probably like a lot of shareholders, it's let's get out there and get drilling. And let's also look at and consider other opportunities that might come across our way. We've got a great platform to build from here, and I'm excited about what's going to come up in the next 6 to 12 months.
Great. Well, thank you both for talking to me this morning.
Thanks, Mark. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mark. Cheers.